We're back on the air, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. I want to thank all our listeners this year for tuning into the show. We've been told that we had over 80,000 regular listeners and people checking in with the show. That does not include our over 700,000 people who've connected with us over the years worldwide and over 32 countries. So we're very proud of our track record of promoting the stories of entrepreneurship. And, you know, when I'm talking about entrepreneurship, it's hard for me to separate that from the next person I'm going to start to introduce, and that's Bob Nelson from the Small Business Association. Welcome, Bob.
Great to be here, Jeff.
Thank you. We haven't had you here for a while. We've been a regular guest. You brought two people with you today. You've brought Michael Sandman, co-chair of SCORE Boston, and Elizabeth Brown, a counselor at SCORE Boston and in the Newton area, if I'm correct. And I guess they're the recipient of one of your awards this year, correct?
Sure. So the first week of May was National Small Business Week, and one of the awards that was presented down in Washington, D.C., was the SCORE Chapter of the Year. And so this is a national award. So all the various chapters from across the country, you know, the SCORE organization like the SBA, it's a national organization, and the SCORE Boston organization was awarded the national award. They are a tremendous resource for small businesses here in the greater Boston metro market and just doing some amazing things.
Well, that's great. And Michael and Elizabeth, welcome to the show. Tell us about SCORE New England or SCORE Boston, SCORE Massachusetts, whichever it is, that makes it so special.
So I think the most important thing to get across to people is that SCORE provides small business counseling free of any charge whatsoever to people who are interested in starting a business, to people who are in business, whether they're in business for a year or we have clients who've been in the business for a great many years. And we have almost 70 people in the Boston office with a very wide range of backgrounds, and we match up clients with one or more of those people based on the needs of the business. And we can help somebody from birth of a company all the way through to growth and long-term success.
I don't know if you mind me asking, I always find it very interesting, you know, because I own a consulting firm, that, you know, because I have an LLC, there's a liability issue in the protection and the supervision of staff. How do you manage supervision of those 70 people? Is that an okay question?
Sure, that's a good question, actually, because it also wraps
not
around...
Not easy.
Not as difficult as you might think. It also wraps around the question that many people who have some technology-related product or process will ask us about non-disclosure agreements. All of the people who volunteer for SCORE, and there are 11,000 across the country, go through a process of getting an education in the way they're supposed to proceed with clients. And one of the elements of that is that we have a liability coverage from the federal government as long as we adhere to the rules that we've all signed off on. And we actually have to sign a conflict of interest policy and a code of ethics policy each year that reminds us that we're not allowed to participate in any way in a financial manner with any of our clients. And that keeps us at arm's length and makes it possible for us to provide honest, straightforward counseling to people.
Can I add to that? I want to add to that to explain that we go through a series of training programs. We are counseling, co-counseling with each other to learn the process. We go through an online training program along with signing all the information and agreeing that we're not going to divulge information. So it's a very intense program. We make sure whoever comes on board supports our mission. And if we don't do that, then we do not accept people. However, you know, it doesn't seem to be an issue. We're able to find very skillful people who understand and are very professional.
Well, I would think Massachusetts would be a fertile ground for you because of the intellectual population that exists here. And the baby boomers are getting older, and the older than baby boomers are getting older, and they want to work and they want to stay vibrant. Some of my most vibrant clients are between the ages of 65 and actually I would say 90. Mm-hmm. And they all have their fastball, it seems, and they go to work and they want to go to work. Is that correct?
That's certainly true. We do have people who are still working full time, who volunteer. But a lot of people that we have are either retired or mostly retired, and indeed they're people who want to keep their minds active. They want to stay in touch with what's going on in the business world. They want to give back to the community because most of us have had reasonable amount of success in our careers. And so, I suppose it is a huge benefit to the chapter to be able to reach into the growing number of baby boomers who are available to and interested in doing this kind of work.
Jeff, if I can add, yes. One of the reasons why SCORE Boston received the award was because of the way that they've diversified the mentor base that they've had. So they have some young people who are now mentors, women mentors, minority mentors. You know, you have to be able to adapt to the population that we're trying to reach here in the greater Boston metro market. So it's important.
I think it is important. And, you know, you said it quickly. You know, Massachusetts is a very diversified population. Some people tend to forget that. I know because they live in their own worlds. And what you're saying is you have that ability they have that ability with that platform to be able to deal with that diverse population.
We also have an advantage because we're volunteers and we're not paid. We're not competing with each other, so that we co-counsel all the time and bring each other in. We're collaborating so that essentially each client that we have has an advisory board of about 70 counselors.
Wow, it's impressive.
So they also got the award because of the number of outreach locations that they mentor at, which is also important. Not everyone wants to come into downtown Boston to visit with someone, even though the services are free of charge. And so the Boston chapter has outreach locations all across the greater Boston metro market. So very convenient for small businesses to meet one-on-one with the mentors and take advantage of the resource.
Yes.
You want to speak to that?
It sounded like Elizabeth
yes.
wanted to add to that.
I will. I'm actually the liaison, as I mentioned earlier, to the City of Newton Library. And what we do there is we provide on-site counseling on Thursdays. And in addition, we're now offering evening hours starting in July. And this is just one of about 15 sites that we do this at. We do it at the Kirstein Library, at the Boston Public Library, several work bars. And what happens is that people are now able to come in to a more convenient location at a more convenient time, and we have a chance to really help them progress.
We also have office hours over at the Roxbury Innovation Center in Dudley Square and in Somerville at the Somerville Library, and out as far as Framingham. So we pretty much cover the metro area inside 128 and a little bit outside as well.
So, Michael, how long have you been with SCORE?
2.5 years, so I'm a relative newcomer.
And so you were fast-tracked to co-chair.
I think I got pulled into this particular track because I was new and naive, actually.
Right. Can you tell us a little bit about your background? Because obviously there's, you know, I'm just meeting you, but you're, you know, there's clearly something special about you, or did you get the short straw?
Perhaps it's more the short straw. I worked in a family manufacturing business in Worcester for the first part of my career, and then as a management consultant, doing work in a firm that helped mostly larger companies, actually, work on their understanding what their competitors were doing and how to build a strategy that would be effective given what the competitors were up to. And I ran a lot of workshops for clients pretty much all over the globe. And we worked in everything from cheese to rocket chips, literally. So the breadth of that experience has been very, very helpful in coming into SCORE because we have people doing everything in SCORE. We have clients who are starting small businesses, storefronts, nail salons, real estate businesses, all the way out to clients who have concepts for an app or a biotech product.
Interesting. Again, it looks like Elizabeth. Did you have something you wanted to add to that before I go on my next question?
No, you go right ahead. Go right ahead.
I would assume technology is a factor in SCORE as well. Is technology playing a role in the tracking of the organization and working in the future?
I guess there's nothing that isn't touched by technology, certainly. And one of the things that we have been able to do is the national organization provides us with a good technology base. There's a database that everybody has access to that allows us to pull up information about any of the 11,000 counselors across the country, so that if we're looking for somebody who has a very particular specialty, we can find someone. Every counselor has access to the records for all of our clients, so that we can keep track. If you're seeing a client for the first time, but that client has been a SCORE client for a little while, you can see what's been done and what the situation is with them. We're pretty well organized in that sense. The place that I think we're working very hard and perhaps hardest to keep in touch with what's going on in the world is in understanding social media marketing.
Right. Big factor. Bob, I assume you're pretty proud of this. It's a big country, right?
I am, absolutely. So anytime we can get a national winner, it's a big deal. And so it's something that very happy with the SCORE Boston, but the entire Massachusetts SCORE network. So there are six chapters in Massachusetts and very active in all of the chapters. But we're very fortunate here in the Commonwealth.
Well, that's great. Congratulations to all of you. Congratulations to SCORE. Congratulations to the SBA for, supporting SCORE and then having, I guess, the best SCORE network in the country.
Yes. So there's something else that I did want to make sure that I mentioned. So SCORE helps the client to get bank ready. Oftentimes the client, they're looking for money, whether it's startup capital or growth capital. And as you know, the SBA, we're probably most well known for our loan programs and the guarantee that we provide to help the bank get to yes. And so there are 68 offices like mine across the country. And as of May 5th, we became the number one office in the entire country with helping small businesses with access to capital. So we are the most productive state when it comes to the 7(a) guarantee program. A lot of banks using our program, over 150 different lenders using SBA in order to get to the yes decision to make the loan happen. So lots of good things happening on the SBA side.
When I am mulling around small businesses, cash flow management, cash management is critical to survival. So I think that's great. And congratulations to both of you, because that says you're number one, Bob, and they're number one as well. Mm-hmm. If somebody wants to find you, Elizabeth, and Michael, and SCORE, how would they find SCORE?
The best way to do it is do a search online. They can look for SCORE Boston. They can also simply just call the phone number or go online and fill in a form, and we're happy to respond. We respond very quickly.
Great. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bob, and how would people find the SBA when they want you? I know when I want you, I know how to find you.
Yeah. The best way to get us and to connect with us is through our e-newsletter. But if you go onto the Massachusetts SBA website, so sba.gov/MA, you'll see a pop-up that says, do you want to sign up for e-newsletters? Sign up for that, because that way you can find out about all the different events, all the different workshops that are happening. We list not only SBA's events, but our partner events that are happening all across the Commonwealth. So SCORE, the Small Business Development Center, our Women's Center. So absolutely, we want to connect with small businesses here in the Commonwealth.
Great. Good work. Thank you very much, everybody. Hope you come back again. Mm-hmm. You can come back as a group, come back separately. I want to remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're always trying to share the success of entrepreneurship. Clearly, our guests today are all involved with the success of entrepreneurship. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with another story after these messages.